Hare Krishna, the question is, are the devotees who render more service or big services more advanced than other devotees who render less service? The answer is, not necessary. Service can be rendered for different purposes. Generally, in the beginning, it is mainly to get initiation. In other words, devotees want to seek attention of their guru and other devotees, and also to gain respect, honor as an initiated devotee. That's why we observe that as soon as the devotee gets initiation, after some time they become complacent and might not serve with the same enthusiasm, commitment and regularity. Services can also be performed to attract attention of other devotees and with a desire to get recognition and appreciation from others. The moment we stop receiving that, we may stop the service. Also, devotees render service because they are in demand, or they think that the temple or the full-time devotees are dependent on them, instead of thinking the other way around. For example, many grihasthas who are wealthy, or they are in professions like doctor, or they are specialized in certain areas that can help the temple or devotees in many significant ways. So one can render service with all kinds of motives and with pride also. That's why the Lord is Sargrahi and Bhavgrahi. He sees the essence of one's devotion and the motive of one's service. According to Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Rupa Goswami, service should be rendered without any ulterior motives and it should be rendered continuously. When devotees render service like this in spite of setbacks, challenges, criticism for the entire duration of life without any expectation of appreciation, recognition, or even if the desire is there for appreciation, and if we don't get that recognition or appreciation and still we continue with the service, then this type of service is actually called real service. And such devotees are very dear to the Lord. One may do big amounts of service, but can do with pride. And one may do little service regularly, but with humble heart. Then even that little service can become very significant in the eyes of God. This doesn't mean devotees shouldn't do big service, since we want to offer best to the Lord. But it should be done with humility. Of course, we can get much greater reward for big service done with humility, as per our capacity, compared to less service done with humility below our capacity. Now another most important consideration is also how much a devotee is deeply rooted and enthused to perform one sadhana. Otherwise service becomes incomplete and external. That's why our acharyas explain the major consideration of one's devotion is their enthusiasm for shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, dhamvas, deity worship, etc. If devotees don't have taste for sadhana, or the taste doesn't increase, then service becomes more or less an external feature. So one must strive their best to serve the Lord in their highest capacity, but the sadhana and the motive is also very important. So we can judge who is more advanced by seeing their commitment and enthusiasm to perform sadhana and service, and by consciousness over a period of time. Thank you. Hare Krishna.